Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Good evening.
Hello. Oh, no, the system is down. I'm sorry I didn't see anyone on here. Oh, let's see here. So, let's see. Auntie Carrie, are you here? My system is down. Yes, Auntie Carrie. Let me unmute her. Okay, Auntie Carrie. Okay. You want to read Josh while we are waiting for others to join? No, not Auntie Carrie. Who is it this time, guys?
Shirley.
Sister Shirley. Yes, okay. Shirley. I'm on the right page now.
Right.
Okay, Sister Shirley.
All right.
Start reading Joshua 21.
These came the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto the Eleazar, the priest, unto Joshua, the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give up the cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our palace. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites and the children of Aaron the priest, which were of the Levites, had by lots out of the tribes of Judah and out of the tribe of Simeon and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribes of Ephraim and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. Children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribes of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and on the tribes of Naphtali, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merari, by their families, had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hands of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities, which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron, being of the family of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, had, for there was the first lot. And they gave them the cities of Abba, the father of Anak, and the city of Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs that are round about it. Fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron the city, the priests of Hebron, with their suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libnah with her suburbs, and Jatir with her suburbs, and the Ephtalmurah with her suburbs, and Holon with her suburbs, and Deborah with her suburbs, and Anan with her suburbs, and Jetah with her suburbs, and Bathsheba with her suburbs, 9 cities out of these 2 tribes. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, Geba with her suburbs, and Anatol with her suburbs, and Almon with her suburbs, 4 cities. All of the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And the families of the children of Kohath and the Levites, which remain of the children Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Jeher with her suburbs, and Kibzaman with her suburbs, and Beth Horam with her suburbs, four cities, and out of the tribe of Dan, Elitah with her suburbs, Gibeton with her suburbs, Ajalon with her suburbs, Gethrom with her suburbs, four cities, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Tana with her suburb, and Gat-Rinnam with her suburb, two cities. All the cities were 10 with their suburb for the families of the children of Kohath that remained. And unto the children of Gershom of the families of Levites out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Rabbashan with their suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Bathsheba with her suburbs, two cities. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kisham with her suburbs, Geberah with her suburbs, Jophma with her suburbs, Enganum with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishael with her suburbs, Abdon with her suburbs, Helkah with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kenah in Galilee with her suburb to be a city of refuge for the slayers, and Hamanah with her suburb, and Kartan with her suburb, three cities. All of the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And unto the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokinam with her suburbs, and Kartah with her suburbs, Bena with her suburbs, Natala with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Reuben, Beza with her suburbs, and Jaraha with her suburbs, Kinamah with her suburbs, and Matnatah with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramanah in Gilead with her suburb to be a city of refuge for the slayers, and Mahana with her suburb. Heshbon with her suburb, Jazer with her suburb, four cities in all. So all the cities for the children of Merari by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. These cities were everyone with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all these cities. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelled therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. There fell not aught to any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Amen.
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 Good evening, everyone.
It's difficult when you're having technical difficulties. I'm struggling over here.
What do you need me to do, Loretta?
If you can unmute Auntie Carrie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's working, okay. But it's working very slow. Okay. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that reading. That was the land for the Israelites. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see. I'll do a roll call. And then we'll go ahead and get started here. Okay, I have Auntie Carrie, Mom Angela and Hubert. I have Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, and Brother Daniel. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening. But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. And if everyone would now bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather today, together here tonight, come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus. Where two or more are gathered there, you will be in the midst of us. And Father God, we release all anger, bad feelings, and any wrong attitude before you now and lay it at your feet. And we bind and rebuke anything that is not of you away from this prayer service tonight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with the program tonight. Actually, my song come in, and this song is really dedicated to Mother May. She can consider this an early birthday present.
Amen.
Amen.
Angela, I'll take feedback. Okay.
Yes, I'm
Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 23. And hearing this, Jesus departed from there by boat into an isolation place to be alone. Crowd gathered to hear of it, followed him on foot from the city. When he came ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt pity for them. And he curbed their sick, he killed the sick one. But when evening fell, his disciples came to him and said, "The place is isolated, and the hour is already late. Send the crowd away so that they may go into the village and buy themselves food." However, Jesus said to them, "They do not have to leave. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have nothing here except 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." And he instructed the crowd to recline on the grass. When he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looked up to heaven, he said a blessing. In this loaf, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowd. So they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up the leftover basket full. Now those eaters was about 5,000 men, as well as women and young children. When will one delay? He made his disciples board the boat and go ahead of him to the opposite side while he sent the crowd away. After sending the crowd away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Jesus felt. Fed the 5,000 and then some. Amen.
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, next I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. In the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. And there went out unto him all the men of Judah and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sin. And John was clothed with camel hair, with a white girdle of skin around his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, "There come one mightier than I. After me, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down to unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." All it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heaven open, and a spirit like a dove descend upon him. And there came a voice from the heaven saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." And immediately the spirit driven him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness for 40 days. Tempted of Satan, and were with the wild beast, and angels ministered unto him. Now after that, John was put in prison Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom, saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading. I took Carrie out of Mark. Next, I go to Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 39. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a mug on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. And as I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, O Lord, my life end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a more handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heats up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me scorn a fool, the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline men for their sins. You consume their wealth like a moth. Each man is but a breath, Shelah. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping, for I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as all my fathers were. Look away from me that I may rejoice again before I depart and am no more. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading here without the Psalms. Next I have Auntie Carrie. I'm sorry, Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Romans chapter 8. Verse 31 to 39. See, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also free give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are all killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep from the slaughter. Yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor thing present, nor thing to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks. Amen. And thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Romans. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs the fourth chapter. Hear ye children the instructions of the father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Proverbs. Next, I'll go to Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Coming out of James 1 through 18, and the title is Consider Your Joy. You and I live in a world where suffering is like an unwanted guest. Somehow, we are never able to prevent trials from bringing pain and sorrow into our lives. Suffering is a mystery. Bad things often happen to good people who are struggling to do justice, love, mercy, and walk humbly with God. Suffering never makes sense. Nevertheless, James made a very strong plea for Christians to rejoice in their suffering. J.B. Phillips, in his paraphrase of the Bible, restates the idea, when all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Uber. Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. How strange it seems to call suffering a friend when it gives us heartbreak and heartache. But James' suggestions suggest that the purpose of suffering is to help, not to hurt. You and I are called to look past immediate hurt to see long-range good. What is this long-range good? It is the maturation of our faith. The muscles of faith are strengthened through tribulation. Just as many physical athletes suffer from fatigue and burnout, many spiritual athletes run out of spiritual energy during times of suffering. Developing the spiritual disciplines of meditation, prayer, and Bible study helps mature our spiritual muscles. In the midst of our increasing spiritual strength comes joy. There is joy in knowing that God has a loving purpose for our suffering and that no suffering lasts forever. There's a joy in realizing that we do not bear our pain and suffering alone, for God is with us in our struggles. There is joy in knowing that trials cannot separate us from God's care, but will bring us closer to Him. Our Lord taught us to endure trials by the way he endured the last days of his earthly sojourn. Jesus lived victoriously. Jesus died majestically. Jesus arose from the grave triumphantly. This same Jesus promises you and me that we also can rejoice in suffering if we don't resent it as an intruder, but rather welcome it as a friend. And just a short prayer. Father, we pray that you will help us endure our trials. Help us to rejoice in the midst of trying seasons because we know that these trials help build our faith and strengthen our character. As we go through trials, help us to grow more and more. more into the image of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for wisdom in knowing how to do the right thing daily. We ask boldly, knowing full well that you answer the prayers of those with an unshakable faith. We pray this without wavering in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Angela out of James. Next, I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Philippians, the second chapter, 1 through 11. And the subject is about what makes the body work. If, said Paul, you have encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Philippians 2, 1 and 2. Because unity in the church is the first thing Paul mentioned in Philippians 2. It is no surprise that he goes on to admonish the believer to shun understanding, ambition, which produce brag and tension and confession, implied ministry in local church. They sensitize us to the Holy Spirit and prohibit us from meaningless contribution to the kingdom of God. Self-centeredness have the potential to create discord and inspire the ministry of the church at Philippians. Competitive self-glorification and unrestrained aspiration could be the only result of selfishness. Paul encouraged all believers to embrace unselfishness, humility, and holy ambition. These virtues nurture concern for the will of God, involving in our community, grow in our capacity to love and to considerate for the welfare of others. Submission to God through Jesus Christ positions us to make a difference in this world. For our community needs husband, wife, employer, employee, friend, business partner, and mentor who sees every opportunity to act with unselfishness and humility. As we draw closer to God, he underneath spiritual dues that are hidden deep within us. Embrace unselfishness, humility, and considerate for the welfare of others. Empty us of ourselves and make a vessel for God's use by expanding our capacity to love. When we are filled up with Christ, we are able to manifest the kingdom of God on earth. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Philippians. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Next I have Brother Daniel. You want to do your usual greeting at this time?
Yeah.
Are you done, Daniel?
Okay.
Okay, we're just coming.
I'm asking, would you all right over there?
Me or Daniel?
Daniel.
He probably got us on mute.
Yeah.
Okay, if everyone would. Is that Daniel trying to talk? Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in. First of all, is there anyone I need to add to the list before I go on with the prayer? Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the works that you are doing for our sick and shut-ins. And for the healing that you are performing right now in Ebony, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Wallene, and Auntie Dot, and Joe. And for anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of this prayer. And Father God, we thank you for your protection, for protecting us from this virus. And we thank you for the ones that you have healed. And for the ones that have lost a loved one, give them peace and continue to bless them. And we ask that you provide strong, provide us with strength during their time of need. And Father God, we ask that you come quickly to our rescue, to remove the storm that the whole world is experiencing, and help us to understand the lessons that we are to learn from this storm. And Father God, we thank you and we love you and we know all things are possible with you. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, for birthdays, I have the week of August 2nd through the 8th.
Yes, 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 and we have quite a list. We have on August 30th.
Birthdays are in August. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, on August the 3rd, we have Sharita Williams and Afia Suma. That's Brian's friend. On August the 4th, we have Mayozi Varner, Travis, and Jerita Ross. On August the 6th, we have Tamara, and that's Tony's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then on August the 8th, we have Jazz, and that's Bruce's daughter. Are there any other birthdays during August the 2nd through August the 8th that I may have omitted?
The kid's father, Joseph.
8-7.
He is the 7th, yes. I'm sorry.
I remember. I didn't write it down. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that birthday list. August is full with birthdays. Let's see, Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Okay, all right. We are at the part where we share a testimony, praise report, song, a poem. And I will start out with Auntie Betty.
I'm going to read what Maya Angelou, how you pronounce her name, civil rights activist. Coming out the worker. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for reading that quote from the workers. Amen. Next, I have Mother May. Any praise and support testimony form you would like to share?
I'll pass.
Okay. Next, I have Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Amen. Okay. Let's see here. I have Brother Hubert.
I pass.
Okay. Sister Angela.
Come back to me, Lord.
Okay. Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pay.
Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony? You pass?
No, I have a praise report.
Okay,
I'm
amen.
I'm praising God for my side. I couldn't walk yesterday. It was hurting so bad. I took some medicine and sit down. I woke up this morning. Praise God, I don't have a pain in my body. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. That is good. God is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Have that faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank
amen.
You for that praise support, Auntie Carrie.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's see. I'm back at you, Angela.
I'm just going to do a quick poem. My phone stopped singing. It's titled Walk with God. The poet is Edgar Daniel Kramer. When folks say that I walk alone with pity in their eyes, I ever stand and stare at them in wondering surprise, because they are too blind to see that in each breathing clod, in sun and ranch, in grass and trees, I ever walk with God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Did we ever get Daniel back?
No.
Daniel, are you with us tonight? Okay, do you
want to
speak to it? Do you want to give your normal greetings?
Yeah, I just want to say hello to everybody and God
okay,
bless everybody.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Be
glad you're here, brother. Be glad you're here. Amen. Okay, all right. Let's see here. We're getting ready to assign parts for next week. I have Joshua 22 up for grabs. Anybody want to read Joshua 22?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty. Amen. Do I have someone that would like to do the opening prayer?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, amen. And I have the closing prayer. Any volunteer for the closing prayer? Did I hear you say something, Auntie Dot?
You would have been
not. No,
it's my background noise. I thought I heard you.
I'm going to plug up all the way.
Okay, do I have anyone to volunteer for closing?
What about you?
I'm pretty sure he'll fill in for us. So
yeah, he will do it.
Amen, amen. Okay, so for next week I have Auntie Betty doing Joshua 22 and Auntie Carrie doing the opening prayer, and we will have someone to do the closing prayer for next week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we want to thank our volunteers for last week.
Loretta.
We had Sister, I'm sorry.
I think he will say he'll do the closing.
Is that our Auntie Dot again? I knew I heard your voice.
Yeah, and he was saying
Okay. I just want to thank the volunteers that we had last week, and I'm sure that Sister Shirley did a wonderful job doing the Joshua 21. Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Hubert is coming to us with the closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their head at this time, please.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit in control. This is the mystery he is through the ages made manifest to saints made whole. Walk in the Spirit, that is the secret, to overcome self and sin. Walk in the light you have been given to show the world you're born again. Pray without ceasing, quench not the Spirit. Commit to live a holy life. Be strong, my brothers, in Christ Jesus and in the power of his might. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Brother Hubert. Next is the song. And this song is, I don't know, I guess God was just working on all of us tonight, because this song is just going to hit every basis that everyone spoke of tonight in his book. And we all know that he is a way maker. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this is by Paul McClure in Elevation Worship. We know that God is a way maker. He keeps his promises, and he make a way out of no way. And I just
Amen.
Think this song is going to fit in, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. And Angela, you let me know what the sound quality is.
Okay.
Amen. Oh, give me a minute, guys.
I worship you. You are waiting.
my sound quality is not coming through that well. But the name of the song is Waymaker.
Let me try it for you, Loretta. Hold on.
You got it up? Yeah, mine's not coming through.
Our son is missing. A 2-year-old boy. His name is Joe. He was playing on our driveway, and then
Tonight, and that concludes the program. And I hope there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that the precious blood of Jesus cover all of your creation. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Why we're at a place in our lives where we're tired of all the lies and the pain we feel inside. We want to make it right. I have nothing else to give except my life. Please accept this offering.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. For the Nellon family, we would like to leave you with this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the unique gifts, the ability and talents that you have placed in our lives. Show us how to use what you already have given us for fulfillment, to fulfill your plan, and be a blessing to those around us. And we believe you have a good plan for our life and a purpose to be who you have called us to be. To God be the glory. Everyone have a blessed week. Good night.